saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards. Qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Radio X. News update. Next.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 11, patients are welcoming a £50 million upgrade to the NHS app. It's going to be the default way we get our test results and are invited for screening. Health Secretary Wes Streeting's told Radio X he's bringing the health service into the 21st century.
50 million fewer letters going in the post thanks to what we're announcing today.
The Israeli military says it's recovered the body of a Thai hostage who was being held in Gaza. Pinta Natapong was taken during Hamas's attacks on October the 7th. We're told a crackdown on people working illegally in the UK has seen 6,500 arrests since last July. The Home Office says that compares to around 4,000 in the last year of the Tories. Forecasters say storms across the southern half of the UK today could cause some disruption. They're expecting more rain in a few hours this afternoon than we had during the whole of May. Bukayo Saka and Conor Gallagher have been left out of England's World Cup qualifier against Andorra. Thomas Tuchel is only allowed 23 players in his matchday squad. He says it's on them to bring the energy.
I have trust and belief that we will do what is necessary to get the result that we want.
Weather.
Some sun, but also heavy showers, which will be thundery in the south, highs of 18. From Global's newsroom, for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the Kickabout Rugby League Challenge Cup Epsom Derby Special with Alex Iwobi. I'm Johnny Vaughan.
I'm Gavin Woods.
Happy Saturday. And also happy Saturday to Moylesy. Thank you so much for another weekend breakfast show. Mirth, mayhem, merriment, and the very best in music. Have a great weekend, Moylesy. He's back Monday morning, 6:30. Right. Like I say, you've lucked into the Kickabout, our Rugby League Challenge. Challenge Cup Epsom Derby Special with Alex Iwobi. Alex Iwobi will be our guest on this occasion. Whenever there's a bit of horse racing, whenever there's a bit of rugby league, you need the Fulham skillsman in the mix. You try doing a Derby Rugby League Special without him, Gav.
You can't.
You can't.
How can you,
you
do
can't.
One?
Where there is league,
yeah.
Where there is flat,
sure.
Let there be a Iwobi. But that's not all the show is about, is it, Gav?
No.
Yes, we've got a Premiership star.
Yes.
Coming into the studio to have a little chat with us about his new charity initiative. Yes, yes, we've
sure.
got that.
Sure,
yeah?
Sure.
We've also got a whole lot of other stuff, like the good, the bad, and the ugly in the world of sport. And also, ladies and gentlemen, the Wombats. Happy Saturday.
Radio X.
Take me,
Here on Radio X, happy Saturday to you. I'm Johnny Vaughan. You're rolling with the kickabout. It's not just a normal kickabout. This is our Rugby League Challenge Cup Epsom Derby kickabout special with Alex Iwobi. Of course, you got. It's a tradition, though, isn't it, Gav?
Of course it is.
Where you got, you know, the biggest flat race on earth,
yeah,
and the biggest game of the league.
You head over to Fulham, you get one of their best players, and you ask him into chat with
us. Defo. Yeah. And that, it's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just got to join the
dots. That's what you got to do, yeah.
Okay, Gav, speaking of Fulham, it's weird. Yeah, and there is a Fulham connection here. So we always start the show with the good, the bad, and the ugly. My good, Gav, it's a bit of an odd good.
Yeah.
My good was inspired by something a bit painful for someone.
Okay.
Which is Andy Murray being fired by Djokovic as his coach.
Right.
Now, they're old mates. They've known each other for a while. Gosh, what banter they must enjoy.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're not the warmest pair of individuals ever.
No.
You know, not even with Andy's mum to break the ice. But I was thinking, if he's a tennis coach, it's not like he's managing a team.
No.
He's managing one guy.
No, they're like mates.
It's just, right. This is why it's good.
Yeah.
Because, yes, they are tight. But they must have had this disgust. And Djokovic says it's going to be really sad to say goodbye to Andy.
Yeah.
And it's like saying, it just wasn't working in our relationship.
It is like
it's
splitting
like
up.
It's like he's chucked a, you know, like a partner.
Right.
And it made me think of Big Man Alex, who I've got to stop going to sport with. And I started thinking, well...
You go to the Chelsea games with him.
Chelsea with him,
yeah,
and I've got to stop.
Right.
Because he's a maniac, you know? In fact...
He's Scottish, first of all.
He's Scottish.
Yeah.
He's a Rangers fan. He doesn't even like Chelsea, yeah?
He just loves football.
He loves football. He's also, I found out, got a season ticket at Fulham.
Because he loves football that much.
Oh, Johnny, I love that, Iwobi. I heard he's on your show on Saturday. Oh, can I come in? No, Alex, you can't come in. And he was really stunned that I wouldn't let him come in.
So he's a dangerous man to go to a game with.
Yes. He buys, like, before the game, he'll do things like, let's get a whole bottle. He'll get a bottle of whiskey. And they have, like, six large ones before you go. That's 12 shots, isn't he? Half a bottle.
That's a sipping drink.
Yes. It's horrible. Anyway, on Thursday's 4 till 7 thing, I asked you, who are the sporting mates you've got to maybe sever ties with?
Yeah, you might need to break up.
Okay, first in, are you ready for this? I need to ditch my husband, mainly because he supports Man United and I support Spurs. That's Tracy from Maldon.
Nice.
I'm just sad for both of you.
Sure.
Gav, what have you seen?
Okay, so Jim says, I think I might be the matchmate from hell.
All right.
8 years ago, I organised for a group of us to go and watch the great Barcelona at the Camp Nou, for a lad's 40th birthday trip. None of Suarez, Iniesta or Messi played, respectively suspended, injured overnight sickness bug. Neymar played, but he was terrible. Yeah. And they drew 0-0 at home to Malaga. I've never lived it down.
Right, right. Wow. How about this again? This is another one like this. TJ and Gav, I'd like to break up with my mate Mick. Yeah. We go to watch Leeds together.
Yeah.
Where do I start?
Yeah.
He drives me to the ground. He's always in the wrong lane.
Yeah.
Drives 10 miles an hour below the speed limit. At the ground, he sits forward next to me so that he blocks half the pitch. And then he insists on leaning over me to talk to Ian, who sits next to me on the left. He has no spatial awareness. And that is regards from Paul in Leeds. Thank you so much for that one. How about this? Gav, tell us about what James from Watford is saying.
James says, my matchmate in hell is my girlfriend. Every time I take her to Watford games, we get a heavy drubbing.
Wow.
What, she's been to every game?
Yes.
She even bought me Watford boxers that I decided to wear at the time of having the best home record in the Football League. We got battered, of course. I thought I'd give him a chance and go for a run in them on a separate occasion. My stomach turned a kilometre away from the house, and more importantly, the loo.
Oh,
anyway,
dear.
You know how that story ended. I don't think I'll be wearing them in that skydive she got me for Christmas
no,
now.
No, don't do that.
Don't
listen,
do that. Yeah.
We've got more of your matchmate in hell coming up. That's after Depeche Mode on Radio X. Happy Saturday.
Jesus, someone to be your friend, someone who cares. You're wrong, personal, Jesus.
Mode right here on Radio X, Personal Jesus. Hey, Gav, from Personal Jesus to literally your personal demons.
Absolutely right.
These are your sportmates, your matchmates in hell.
Yeah.
The people you've actually got to terminate your relationship with in terms of watching, going or enjoying sport with them. Gav, what have we had in?
Well, we heard earlier about Harry being bad luck for his mate.
Yeah, what was that, Harry, you were saying?
I am the bad luck charm for Bradford City, certainly away from home. They've never won away from home or a neutral venue when I've gone to watch them.
And you've been nearly 400 times now, haven't you?
Well, how many times have you been?
I'd say over five. Okay. I'd say between 5 and 10 times I've been.
And it's been a proven pattern now.
Yeah. Hereford away, lost to them. Right. No worries. Wimbledon twice, once a loss, once a draw.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So you've never seen them win with your mate who keeps taking you?
Yep.
And his dad just doesn't want you around anymore.
No, he tried to ban me from the League Cup final. He didn't do
at
that.
At Wembley.
I love your determination. No, I'm still going to
I'm going to see this
to watch a team I actually don't care about. Yeah. But it must be even more annoying for them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. Gav's got one in here from Captain Ben. Very similar.
Okay, so Captain Ben says, Tej Avec gang, much like Harry, our mate managed a full season and a half of only attending draws. Until James Beattie told him to stop staring at him. The curse was broken, and he witnessed his first ever victory in person.
Carry on. That's from Captain Ben. Wow. James Beattie, even one of the players knew it was him.
Stop staring at me.
Stop staring at me. That's genius. I tell you what, if you think that's good, Gav's got his good next. Stay with us. This is The Kickabout. Radio
X. You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring. Delete is appropriate. And you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete as appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. Trusted Trader.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers. Yeah. Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one. Where every little thing you do makes a big difference.
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Morrison's for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our cod loin. Now £16 per kilo. We'll save you the trouble of battling treacherous seas, howling winds and driving rain, so you can have the perfect golden battered cod for dinner. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online and Morrison's Daily. Was £24 per kilo. Ends 8th of June.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Snow Patrol's Chocolate. I love listening to that, especially when I'm eating chocolate.
I hope they do patrol every winter.
Yes.
What? I mean, you know, like a public service.
Yes.
Just helping out people stranded in the snow.
Posting bars of chocolate.
That's right, exactly.
That'll be Snow Patrol.
I mean, they're a real motorway band, aren't they? So you can see them helping people.
They are a motorway van. What, the Snow Patrol snowplow?
Exactly.
That'd be amazing if they had one. And it's just drove around and around.
Just so nice.
Just so nice. So we'd have been stranded there on the A9, whatever roads they've got. They've got some unlikely ones there. The A2.
The L19.
No, we're on the L19, absolutely stranded there. Suddenly the Snow Patrol's come across with this great big ply.
And Gary's there.
Gary Laidbody's there with his great big ply.
Helping out.
He said, I'm sick of chasing cars. Gav, let's have your good.
My good, Johnny, is, I love the cliche I heard this week, great servant to the club.
Oh, I love her. There's nothing. Well, but I'll tell you exactly why, because it means someone's been sacked.
Yeah, that's right.
They're such a great servant.
That's right, yeah.
We've got to say goodbye.
That's right. And also, probably weren't paid what they were quite worth.
No.
And they feel a bit bad about it. even though they've done brilliantly as a player. There's no bad feeling, like the Trent, you know, deal going to Madrid. It's all just nice feelings.
Well, funnily enough, I'm going to be talking about Sir Jim.
Yeah.
Sir Jim Radcliffe cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And he's left us on another cliffhanger. But
has he? Go on.
I think that's how he prioritised his sackings, was loyal servants to the club. Who else is a loyal servant to the club?
Well, no, it's a picture of a player. He's finished his time there at the club.
Yeah, yeah, loyal servant.
And they look back on his time and it's just him talking to different people in the club going, yes, sir, no problem, sir. I'll get that brushed right away, sir.
Right away, sir.
You want your coat brushed?
Yeah. Then you find out they haven't been paying him for 10 years.
That's right, yeah.
Still
yeah.
turns up.
That's
it
right,
actually yeah. costs him. That's like those right. guys inside the mascot outfit. I once interviewed one at Watford, who's regarded as a really loyal servant.
A great servant.
It turns out he had to shell out for the train fest. They never paid him back to get inside Harry the Hornet. With the most miserable evening is any I've ever had inside that mascot. It was awful. It was the sweatiest place on earth.
It is really sweaty. I've also been a mascot for a Domino's advert.
What were you in?
Yeah. I was in a fox outfit.
Oh, man.
I was Tails the Fox.
It's the foam heads.
They don't breathe, do they?
No, it's like a really tight helmet of foam inside there.
Right, you can't see either.
And you can't see.
And every bit of sweat that anyone's put out into that head
is still
there.
Well, every loyal servant of the club has literally sweated their rocks off for doing it. No, Gav, you're absolutely right. The phrase loyal servant of the club. What is your actual good then?
My good is that we don't see enough of those players anymore, because those are the players that really did turn out every week.
Yeah.
They never got a good wage because they probably didn't have a very good agent. And that's what the club means by it. What they mean is he never demanded too much.
Yes.
He never annoyed us.
No.
He never tried to move.
But when you generally hear the phrase loyal servant at the club, it's when that person who was a low-paid, non-starring, but vital.
Yeah, and constant presence.
Constant presence in a club.
Yeah.
It's when they then retire, and you sort of think, where have they gone? They're not a pundit. How do they make a living?
What happened,
and you find out they're now working within the club. And literally, they go round
as an ambassador.
Executive boxing.
Yeah, that's right.
And that is who Sir Jim is targeting. And at Man United, that means there's a target.
Yeah,
on
first
your back.
Sign of that, out they go.
That means you're popular.
Yes.
Yeah. You're popular with lots of other figures.
You've never upset anyone ever.
He intends to get rid of. So if you're at Man United, you're looking around, you're thinking, oh Christ.
Anyone calls you that, watch out.
Anyone calls you that. Or you find yourself hanging around with loads of people like that. Sort of thing. Hang on a second. How come everyone I encounter every day I would describe as a loyal servant to the club? We're all going here. Gav, this is for Sir Jim Radcliffe, It's some advice. Hand in my pocket. Alanis Morissette. Stick it in, Jim.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. I feel drunk, but I'm sober. I'm young and I'm underpaid. artist. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan.
Saturday. This is the Kickabout on Radio 8. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Do not forget 1:15 today. We've got a brand new podcast. It's out on Global Player. Go get it if you haven't got the Global Player already. It's available at your app store. Gav, time for my bad.
Go on. What's your bad?
Well, Gav, as you know, we always start the show with the good, the bad, the ugly, the sporting week. Mm. We've still got lots of these. We've still got lots of the good coming in on text. I'll try and get round to those a bit later. Those people it's time to part ways with in terms of sport mates.
Yeah.
But Gav,
go on.
My bad is the Three Lions.
What?
Well, reading about the Three Lions as they take on Andorra as a World Cup qualifier. First of all, I'm thinking, haven't we done enough? What have we got to do?
Yeah.
As well, what? We think a game up.
Yeah.
We codify it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We are in the top eight seeds. We've been to finals and semi-finals.
Yeah.
And yet still, oh no, that's not good enough for FIFA. No, no, no.
No.
No, but we don't know. If this year you may be different.
You might be not as good as Andorra.
No, no, but you might not be as good. And you have to give these little teams a chance, yeah? Thinking, we've got to waste our time with Andorra. Haven't we done enough, you know? What have we got to do?
I know. How many provings are required?
We thought the sodding game up. It's ours.
In fact, you're right. I think especially if you've won it at least once.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to play any of those qualifiers.
The second thing is, Gav, is I see that Thomas Tuchel, in the papers, it says Jude Bellingham and Saka were at full stretch yesterday as England limbered up for their World Cup qualifier against Andorra.
Right, yeah.
And then it says, Thomas Tuchel's second camp since he's been manager of the national team saw players bend over backwards or at least sideways. And he shows them, in amongst nature. They've got trees behind and they're stretching with poles.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And I'm thinking, because this game is pointless and we should just win it anyway, don't do any training. Actually have a camp.
Yeah, go camping.
Actually see how good they are at putting up tents.
I like that. Team building, resource management.
Right.
You know, can you find firewood?
Can you light a fire using bits of wood?
Yeah.
And that's how you get selected for this amongst the team.
Definitely.
Get them a bit competitive and a bit of team building.
Yeah, I love that.
They could do some songs around the campfire.
They could.
Songs around the campfire. Absolutely. Well, you imagine how lovely it would be singing, watching them go, King Gang, Gully 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 Gully, watch a King Gang Goo.
Yeah.
England, hey for England.
I love that.
Hey to England. He adds a bit of that Germanness. Tuchel looks like he's also not frightened of a bit of naturism.
Oh, definitely.
And that's the element, the second element I'd like. Look, it's all chaps together.
Sure.
We spend time in change rooms. Let's get it naked.
I can picture Tommy Tuchel completely naked.
Tommy Tuchel. Little Tommy Tuchel.
I can picture him completely naked.
Yes.
I'm getting the guitar out.
Yes.
But wearing it quite high.
Yes.
Like just on the chest.
Right, so it's not hiding.
So it's not really covering anything.
Also, Gav, when he wears a baseball cap, he looks like such an activity dad.
He really does.
I can see all the players, apart from the fact they are naked at Thomas Tuchel's special second England camp. But that they've all got to wear the kind of cap that's got the bit of cloth on the back to stop them getting a burnt neck.
The mullet cap.
Like a sort of French kepe, isn't it?
It is.
Foreign Legion style. Yeah, absolutely right. And he makes sure. And also, I tell you what else Tom Tuchel would do as well.
What?
He's the sort of naturist that would still wear in the classic German style sock and sandal.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Naked sock and sandal. You sort of think,
absolutely.
Well, how far does your naturism go here, you know? Weirdly, naturists often wear socks and shoes.
They do, yeah. They want to be naked above the ankle, but not on the feet.
Yes, whereas the two things that make me feel in touch with nature is hair blowing in the wind, and feeling my bare feet on terra firma.
In the sand, on the grass.
Not for naturists.
No.
That's not where they need a breeze.
No, that'll be too far.
No, they want it round the coracles. and so do the England team. Anyway, go on, Tommy. Make it the best darn naturist camp those lads have ever been on. As Harry said, finish it all cross-legged, naked, with songs around the fire.
Then we'll see what you're made of.
Yes, Reptilia, the Strokes.
She seemed impressed by the way you came in.
Reptilia, The Strokes, right here on Radio X. Happy Saturday. You're rolling with the Kickabout. Just another reminder, we've got a podcast out of this show. It's at 1:15 today. If I can, I'll try and slip a few extra sportsmates I've got to split up with. If I can get those on at the end of the podcast today, I will do, because we're still getting those in. They're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Meantime, though, Gav needs to focus on his band. It's next.
Radio X.
You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself, and you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bird's Eye crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips, and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July, subject to availability. Details apply. See iceland.co.uk for terms.
Imagine becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires on Friday the 13th. Whoa! You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter. With 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos and the irresistible Frank's Red Hot mayo.
Danger, danger.
Make it hot.
Have a dish.
Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
You know that home sense is like the TK home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like HomeSense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Radio X.
The Maccabees at All Points East, with Bombay Bicycle Club, The Cribs, and many more. Bank Holiday Sunday, August 24th, Victoria Park.
At radiox.co.uk.
The Maccabees.
Live in London.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Cars make all kinds of sounds. Sounds that reassure, sounds that excite, and sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay, things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
Danny Wallace.
Tell me, what is it you want out of a radio show? Well, you're not going to get it. The important broadcast is a difficult listen, requiring you to sit up and pay attention. I will educate you. I may even upset you, but I will not amuse you. I'm doing it now. Not amusing you, I mean.
Danny Wallace.
The important broadcast.
Tomorrow morning from 11.
With B&Q. Everything for your new bathroom. Not just sinks and showers.
Radio X.
We'll be right back.
sound. That's the Foo Fighters' Rope. They've just got such a great sound, Gav.
What
gives them their sound? Is it just drumming?
Do you know what gives them their sound?
What?
Dave Grohl bought Sunset Sound. He bought the Neve desk, all the recording equipment from Sunset Sound, where all these legendary albums were made, and he stuck it in his house.
Did he?
And created Sunset Sound at his house. He's got one of the best mixing desks on earth.
Now you know. So if anyone asks you, why do the Foo Fighters sound so damn good? There's your answer. The Woodman on Radio X. Hey, speaking of the Woodman on Radio X, with something that was very, very good, here's something bad.
That's right, my bad, Johnny. Greyhound racing.
It's so dying, Gary. It's dying.
And you know what I love the most about greyhound racing?
The fact that you just bet on the one that poos before it races?
Nope.
Okay.
The hare. Now, the thing I love about the hare is that when the hare malfunctions, have you ever seen what happens?
What?
The dogs just tear it apart.
Yeah, they go mad. Yeah.
They all go for it, properly.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, we've got lots of racing, human racing. There's Formula One, yeah. There's all kinds, but there's never a hare.
No.
And I'd like to see it introduced in all forms of racing.
Yes.
So in a sailing race, you're chasing a much nicer, bigger boat, because that's what people who do sailing are only interested in. Formula One, you've got a guy whizzing ahead of them with a sort of watch collection.
Yes.
You know, loads of really good Patek Philippe's in
well,
the...
No, I think he's in a really souped-up car that doesn't look like it could go that fast. You've got to think about the hare thing.
Yeah.
That hare looks like it can't possibly be faster than that greyhound.
Right.
That sleek thing that's just literally a life support system for four legs.
You've got
a hare, you think, there's no way.
That's right. No, in fact, you're right.
What else we got?
I think on a marathon, just a really fast agent with a 10-year Nike deal.
Yes.
A contract being held up, and they're all chasing him. Yeah. They all want that.
The Nike rep.
Yeah, the Nike rep. He's the hare.
The Nike rep.
I mean, it sort of is what happens. Faster you run, the more likely that guy's going to come and visit you.
Yeah, or really unathletic-looking smoker.
Exactly.
It's really annoying.
But I want to see it. Yeah. I want to see it. Like in the Olympic athletics.
Yes.
There's a track there.
Yes.
I mean, it wouldn't take much.
Well, all it would be for athletes is just cash.
Condoms?
No, swimming.
Oh, yeah,
swimming.
You're right. Yeah, swimming. Yeah.
Swimming,
right.
It would be the promise of intercourse. but, Gav, round the athletics track.
Yeah, what would they be after?
Just a briefcase. Briefcase full of cash going round the track. Briefcase full of cash. And it's always there. 100 metres, shum.
And the first guy, he doesn't break the tape.
No, he just grabs the case.
He gets the case. Yeah.
Well, Diamond League could be diamonds.
Oh, yes. Harry. And also, think the relay.
Yeah.
Good. No, it's just a diamond.
Yes, it's a diamond baton.
Yeah.
Or it's worth a fortune.
No, or it's the key fob that'll open the safe.
Yes.
Handing it over. Yes. You've got to get there.
That's the one.
At the end of it, instead of hitting that wall at the end, they just get to the safe and whoever opens it.
And then they throw the cash all over themselves.
Or each baton they're passing
has
a combination on it.
That's
and by the end of it, you've got now four numbers, means you get to open the safe.
And then we get to see it.
Yes.
Much more entertaining.
Much more entertaining. Athletics is all about cash, let's not pretend it isn't.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of other ones, Gary.
Let's bring the hare in.
You've really got me thinking about it. The hare mindset.
Yeah.
Horse racing, definitely.
Okay, so what are they after?
A fox.
Yes.
But also, hare at all dog tracks looks horrible.
They look horrible, Johnny, they look like pipkins. That's one for the dads.
Johnny, I think they look like
horrifying looking.
Those lorry teddies.
Yes.
Very similar. Occasionally you see a lorry that's got like a teddy on the front.
Strapped to the front.
Which is like something from a horror film.
Covered in soot.
Yes.
And looking mean. I mean, one of its eyes is missing.
It's beyond the kid next door in Toy Story, isn't it? In terms of the horror of it. Skiing, Gav, I've got two options. You either reverse the paradigm, so they've got to leave a trail of blood and they're chased by wolves.
Okay, yes.
Get a bit of speed. Or look at James Bond, baddies.
Yes.
Olympic skiing, and there's the official Olympic baddies.
I love that.
A group of skiers that aren't quite as good, but they cheat.
I love that.
And they cut corners.
They can go anywhere,
And then just when he's shaking them all off, the helicopter comes down at the end, yeah?
Yeah.
With the guy with the mounted machine gun on the side.
That's right.
Nice.
Bah, bah, bah. Yeah.
Yes, it's Pulp, Spike Island.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger, can you guess who won? The universe shrugged and moved on. It's a guess, no idea, it's a feeling, not a voice in my head, just a feeling, and by the way. Come alive tonight.
I'm ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pointing. And by the way, understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swerve on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head, just a feeling.
Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our cod loin. Now £16 per kilo. We'll save you the trouble of battling treacherous seas, howling winds and driving rain, so you can have the perfect golden battered cod for dinner. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online and Morrison's Daily. Was £24 per kilo. Ends 8th of June.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
It's 1976, and one band is about to break down, break up, or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
Need a summer wardrobe refresh? Then Very's got you covered with amazing savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Save at least 20% off most fashion and sportswear like Adidas, River Island and more.
OMG!
Plus you can buy now and pay up to 12 months later and nothing to pay at checkout. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Search Very Pay.
Event ends 11th of June. Delivery £3.99. VeriPay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited. 18 plus. Representative 44.9% APR variable.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
Radio X. News update next.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com and take advantage of our interest-free payment plans. Boots, with you. For life. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X.